Yesterday, there was an emergency summit, maybe you didn't notice, in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. It was supposed to bring oil-producing countries and oil-consuming countries together to try to stabilize the record high price of oil. It did not do that, but it certainly showcased that the dispute is over whether speculators are causing the price of oil to be so high or producers not producing enough is causing the price of oil to be so high. That was the argument in Jeddah. Diana Enriquez is following this for the New York Times. Boy, this is a crazy market, Diana, and the emergency summit on Sunday simply adds more confusion, it seems to me. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
What would you say? Is there any way to know if a boost of production by the Saudis is going to have any immediate impact on the oil price?
Well, we can look at the trading since that announcement was made, and it doesn't look positive. Overnight trading, of course, these markets never close, and the price of oil is sliding upward rather than being depressed. There are a whole spectrum of reasons that would immediately explain that jump. Political unrest in Nigeria has been something that oil traders have been watching uneasily for some time, and it took a bad turn over the weekend, although a ceasefire looks like it might calm things down there. But that just illustrates what a complex series of forces move on the oil market on any given day.
I wonder if the complexity has reached a point where there's no way for one thing to move the markets. Let's talk about the two things that were discussed at the summit. It seems like there's plenty of argument in the market to say speculators are to blame and plenty of argument in the market to say producers are to blame. Is there any objective way of evaluating this?
Well, there have been any number of efforts at studies aimed at the speculative issue. The Times has reported on a number of these, and I think that we've got to sort of say that U.S. Energy Secretary Sam Bodman came pretty close to the mark when he said in Jeddah that there is no evidence we can find that speculators are driving futures prices. There have been, as I say, hastily done studies looking at the changes in the futures markets, the rise of institutional investment in the futures markets, and they have become an easy target for Washington. I think we got to remember, though, that they call them futures markets for a reason. Traders look forward in setting these markets to where they think prices are going to go in the future, and they see three really hard facts to ignore. One is that the oil industry, as we saw in Saudi Arabia, just can't easily boost production. It's just not mechanically and practically possible to quickly dial up the amount of oil that the planet can turn out. And similarly, it's going to be politically very difficult to dial back demand. You saw that China raised its subsidy prices late last week, which effectively it cut its subsidies, which effectively raised local prices for oil to try to turn back demand somewhat. China will probably get away with it, but some other South Asian countries have already cut subsidies, boosted local prices, and people are rioting in the streets.
Well, Diana, what do we make then, if this is an intransigent situation with demand and supply, of the campaign calls for curbs on so-called speculation or institutional investing in the oil markets?
Well, I think that's the third big thing that the oil markets are looking at with great worry. I think they see that it's becoming increasingly likely that there will be political intervention of some kind in Washington into these markets, and
whether,
the uncertainty
whether,
about what it's going to be. Is
whether it's
right.
McCain or Barack Obama as president.
They're almost outbidding each other in who can beat up on speculators hardest. So I don't think that this is going to fall on I think you're going to see the Bush administration on one side of this argument and both presidential candidates on the other.
Any easy way to distinguish Barack Obama and John McCain on this question of institutional investing in the few seconds that we have?
Well, we're going to have a number of congressional hearings coming up this week, starting today and continuing through Wednesday, and that will give us a little better insight into whether they're going to, what patch they're going to carve out to distinguish themselves.
Well, lots to look forward to. Diana Enriquez, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Diana Enriquez is a New York Times reporter. And she's covering the oil markets for us. Boy, interesting.
What a
stuff
soup of issues.
Yeah.
A lot of pointing of fingers, but the prices just keep rising.
Yeah, complex. Yeah, the one thing that's not complex about this is the price. It just keeps going up.
Higher and higher and higher.
Where do you come down on this argument? 877-8-MY-TAKE.